God bless all of
Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. Hopefully you can hear me tonight. We've been having some technical difficulties on the blog line. And I just hopefully you can hear me tonight. I would like, if you would, open up those blog lines in the name of Jesus and let's be able to hear people on the line. God bless all of you again. This is the Blog Talk Radio. Last night, I was in the anniversary service and had to speak last night, and no one was able to, did not open up the blog line. I'm sorry. But we're here tonight, and hopefully you're hearing me. I'm asking Ambassador Hagen so she can open up the lines to you. And we only have a few people with no lines because we're not able to open them up to everyone. But those who are open in just a few minutes, I hope you join us as we thank God a thousand times. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to just tell you what I said to some people last night. God said it's for you too. Amen. If God promised you anything, it's on the way. Yeah. I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, you've had me say a few things to people, and many things have come to pass, but there's some of them that have not come to pass. And what do I say? Well, I know you told me to say them. And God said, if I told you to say anything, if I promise you anything, if I promise them anything, some of you have, God made promises to you when you were 25 years old, 20 years old, 18, 28, 30, 35, 40, 50, 55, 60, 65, and 70. God made promises to you. And some of you, he made promises to you 20 years ago. And I asked him about it. I said, Lord, what about all those people that we made promises to? You made promises to. You used me to say this and that, or you used others to say this and that, and they have not come to pass. What do I tell them? And God said, if I promised them anything, tell them if it hadn't come to pass, it's on the way. So I just want to tell you, it is on the way. My God, it is on the way. God will never fail you. He will never, never fail you. It's on the way. Whatever he said to you, I don't care how unusual or awesome or phenomenal it may sound, God says to tell you that everything he says will come to pass. The Bible says not one jot, not tittle of his word will go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth will have to pass away. It is coming to pass. Amen. And all you have to do is do like I said at the end of my sermon last night at this anniversary service. All you have to do is hold on. Remember the old church, that little bitty boy, I used to hear them, the old preachers close the message by saying, hold on. In other words, God's going to do it. All you got to do is hold on. In this modern age, we say, and let us be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. But that's, when you boil it down, all that's saying is, hold on. Hold on. God's going to do it. Just hold on. It's coming to pass. God's going to bring it to pass. Just hold on. That's why we praise him so on this line, because we've learned what faith is. Faith is not praising God after you get the word from the doctor or from whoever it is that you got that house or you got that car or you got that loan from the bank or you got that healing. The doctor says he can't find nothing. Oh, that's not faith. That's after the fact. That's the evidence. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't have them but you're hoping that they come to pass. But the evidence are the things that are not seen, that they don't, you don't see them when you really ask God to do this for you and do that for you. You can't see them. But that's hoping for something. But the evidence is when they call you and tell you that that lump in your chest is gone. The evidence is when they call you and tell you no cancer. And the evidence when they call and tell you that I looked at your x-rays and there's brain matter. Like when I was with this family and they said there was no brain matter. And God put brain matter on the x-ray. So that's the evidence. But the faith is when you begin to thank him and you don't even know, let me say it like a negative, no net. You don't even know nothing. Yeah. You don't know nothing, but you're thanking him in advance for what he's doing. And he sees that faith, and because of your faith, God gives you a miracle. And that's what we're doing on this blog line. We're thanking him in advance for what he is doing. Amen. All right. We do believe in the Bible that says everything. We believe in everything in the Bible. But the word says, ask and it shall be given. And that's why we give you a privilege to ask God for your heart's desires. And then we come back and start thanking him 1,000 times. And what for? In advance. That's our faith being exercised. We don't usually see it when we're thanking him right then. But our faith looks up to thee, thy land of Calvary. Yeah. Savior divine. Our faith thanks him in advance. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk to him. Amen. And ask him for what you will. And then we're going to come back. I'm going to pray for you briefly, and then we're going to start thanking the Lord. That's our trend. That if you're looking for trending, that's our trend right there. And that's our platform that we have been provided by the Lord. That's the way he's given us to do it. So go ahead. I'm going to thank him softly in the background in advance, and then I'll pray, and then we'll thank him out loud. Okay, go ahead and ask the Lord for what your heart's desires are right now. Amen. I'll thank him softly in the background. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, thank you. You are everlasting. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You do give miracles. Thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you in the name of Jesus for everything that you are doing tonight. And for the power of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus, and we thank you. It is through the anointing we come to you, and we thank you. Grant these requests in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for the glory of God. God, thank you because you do things for your glory. It's all for your glory, that we might lift you up and glorify you. Thank you for every request being made known, and we give you the glory. Thank you. God, this 1,000 thank yous is, you know my heart, not for anybody but you, because you are the miracle worker, and we're thanking you in advance for every request made known, and thanking you in advance for miracles in the name of Jesus. We believe it by faith, and we thank you in advance, Lord. And everyone who wants to help us, thank him. Let's begin to thank him now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you for the hope that lies within. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you for the peace that lies within. Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Oh, lift your voice with me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you for the glory going to you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. thank you.
I want to thank you for granting this request. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We lift you up. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you all the praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. As your line is being opened, why don't you give him up? Thank you. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
We glory you. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
We lift you up. Nobody like you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for miracles. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Miracles, Lord, everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Miracles, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glory in you. We glory in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. I think some of you can push the number one and we'll put you in the studio. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bless
your holy name. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank Thank you, Lord.
Precious people in Jesus' name, taking time for you. Yeah, taking time for you, God. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my God. Time passes so fast.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. I want to give my address to those who want to write me around the world, wherever you are. You can write Vernard Johnson, V like Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Vernard Johnson. Oh, thank you, Jesus. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. Yeah. May you have a wonderful weekend. Tomorrow is the Lord's Day. Every day is the Lord's Day. But give Him glory. Give Him praise. Take time for Him. Go to church and praise Him and give Him His honor and praise. May you have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.
Thank you, amen.
God bless you. Amen. The line's open. Anybody have anything to say? The line's open to you. God bless you. Anybody? Yeah. Glory, 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 glory.
God bless you.
God, thank you. All right, someone was saying something? Identify yourself and whatever you want to say. Just identify yourself. May the Lord bless you and be good. Anybody? All right, God bless you. May you have a wonderful weekend and a Lord's Day tomorrow. Amen. We'll hear you back again tomorrow night. Hopefully, Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams can be on the line. Amen. She always is in the trouser. She's there for Sunday night. But whoever, and also Ambassador-elect Hendricks, I believe, also Mother Woods. Amen. And if y'all would, when y'all don't hear me on the line, maybe you and Ambassador Hagan, make sure that the lines are open so that somebody can take it. Like last night, I couldn't be here because I was ministering at this anniversary service and preaching the word of God. So, and God moved. But I would like for you, you all been trained, you know what to do. Amen. And I want to get the lines open for you, especially when I'm not here, that you might just go ahead and thank the Lord for it and begin to praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm not the type of leader that, when you have been trained and you're standing in the gap, that would make me offend, no, or make me jealous, no. But I'm the type of leader that when you stand in the gap for me, I'm grateful to God. that the Lord use you, amen, for his glory. When you hear me come on, just release the line to me. Please feel, just feel as though the Lord is using you for his glory. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend and keep me in your prayers. Amen. Amen. As we try to be used in the Lord a little bit more. Thank God. And much more. God bless you. A wonderful night. God bless you. I'm out. I'm signing off. God bless you.